On this episode of the Breeze podcast,
she told me she will kill me if I say this. However, I do feel like you only live once. And I mean, there's a bunch of people out there that want the answer. What INO's sound engineer, Short Gabby, would do. Let's start with who she'd marry. So, the interesting question left is, would she have intercourse with or would she kill? Would she have intercourse with or would she kill? Let's get into the episode. What's up, guys? My name is Victor White, and I'm about to drop a bomb on our arch enemies, the INO podcast. This is the Breeze podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. I'm here with my Don the Dada, my co-host, Mister.
Yo, he messes up every time, bro. I'm like, it's Jonathan McCollum out here in Canada. You know, what's good?
Yo, John, we have a lot has happened this past week, and we have a lot to talk about. So, Carl, just roll the intro, my dude.
Run it.
Okay, John, before we get in to the podcast, I need to drop this bomb.
All right, cool. Drop it.
Have you seen what's been going on all over media?
No, what?
Okay, so as you know, I went on the INO podcast, right?
Yes.
And obviously, you know, all the big news sources, Nation News picked it up, it's been all over Barbados. And essentially, I went on the speed date on the INO with their sound engineer, Gabby.
I saw.
And so we're talking on WhatsApp, and I asked her, because we were asking each other questions. So I asked her, F, marry, kill between Coffee, Mosey, and Marcus. She told me she will kill me if I say this. However, there's always a price in entertainment.
That's how it goes.
And we are the rivalry podcast.
That's how it goes. I mean, that's how the chips fall, you know, like
John, I'm scared. Should I drop this bomb?
Bro, do you feel in your heart is right, you know? Like
But John, you have to back me up. Yeah, you have to back me up.
Yeah, I don't have the information, bro. You know, like, you're the man with the information. So, like,
but I can't go in on this single-handedly on my own.
Yeah, I feel like my name's on the podcast still, you know. So, like, when we put it out, it's gonna be Jonathan McCullough and Victor White regardless. So, like, do your thing, fam. Do you think is right?
Okay, we have Marcus, the outspoken one on INO. We have Coffee, the other co-host, the more thoughtful one, right? And then we have Mosey. He is, you know, he's married. He is the dream of your mother-in-law's.
It's a nice
description. What would you guess?
Yo, no, what I'm not doing that. Guess? I ain't doing that, bro. You're not putting me on the spot. Nope. You gonna tell me what's good? You're doing that.
You know what? The comment did get 14 likes. I said I'd drop it if I got 20 likes. However, I do feel like you only live once. And I mean, there's a bunch of people out there that want the answer. What INO's sound engineer, Short Gabby, would do. If she had to choose.
Sure, Gabby. Those jokes. Yo, we need some suspense music in here, girl.
Yeah, put that in, Carl. So, let's start with who she'd marry. This one is not that difficult, actually.
She'd marry Mosey. Because...
Yes.
Because Mosey's already married, so like that's easy.
Yeah, and he's been together with his girlfriend, or with his wife, sorry, with his wife for, I don't know how many years, since they're like 16. So, the interesting question left is, Would she have intercourse with Marcus? Or would she kill Marcus? Would she have intercourse with Coffee? Or would she kill Coffee?
This is what we do it
for. Okay. Okay, okay. So, her answer was kill Marcus.
Can you imagine? R.I.P. Marcus. Shout out to Marcus.
I can't go back to Barbados now. I am a dead man walking right now.
Well then. So it goes. That's life, you know. Like,
this might life start...
comes risk, bro. You know, like, this is one of the risks, you know? Like, what's the return?
That is true.
What's the return on
exposing
the risk?
Exposing, I know. This might turn out to a civil war within the team. Who knows? Who knows what will happen? Maybe we, for the next... You know what? Maybe we could get a comment from Marcus.
True.
I am gonna...
Shout out to the ANO podcast one more time, man.
Shout out to... We love those.
It's all love. It's
we
all
love you,
all
Gabby.
Love. All love. Big man thing. It's all love. That's the exclusive.
Marcus, do you have a comment on Gabby choosing to kill you? Live. I'm live on the podcast right now.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. So, John, please, tell me about your week. And I hope you have a good reason for us being late on publishing this episode, recording this episode.
Oh, buddy, it's always a good reason, fam. It's always a good reason. But yeah, so last week, I started, like I told you last week, my consulting club. So that's where my week started. Consulting club, teaching these mans how to... approach networking, like have a plan for like getting breaking into consulting. That was where it started. So I had a bunch of 20-21s, a bunch of like, I think it was like 40 people, 45 people, and I just presented to them.
And they're paying things in there.
I don't know, B. Like they're kids. They're actually kids. Like they're
kids,
bro. They're like they're actually children, bro. Like. I mean, when I look at them, like, they're children because, like, they come in, like, so glad. They're so starry. They're like, oh, like, we're going to do the... We're going to, like, come in here. We're going to do MBB. Like, there's... Like, their goals are ambitious. And I'm like, yo, I like that they're ambitious. But they're children, you know? I mean, when you come to Ivy or when you come a visit, you could tell me still.
Okay. But, yeah. I was just thinking, if you're thinking about your... podcast co-host, you know?
Nah, I think you're blessed by yourself, bro. I don't need to think about that.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, so that's when we started. After that, I dipped out of London, went back to B. You know how it is. Went back to Toronto. And it was work. Interviewed some people. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to yesterday.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I was supposed to interview someone. Right, I'm supposed to give I'm supposed to interview a new person for the team that I'm on. And it's 10:30. The interview is supposed to be at 10:30. We go outside the room at 10:25. It's 10:25, and we're sitting like 10:30 comes, no one's there. You know what I mean? 10:35 comes, no one's there. 10:45, no one's there. So, like, my coworker's like, all right, I'll call this guy and see where he's at. So, he calls it, because, like, our building is hard to find. So, like, we be like, all right, whatever. Like, he's probably lost, right? He calls the guy, bro. The guy is like, like, he's just waking up, bro. He's like, we just, like, woke him out of bed. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
He's now getting out of bed. Then he hangs the phone up. Like, he was like, my coworker's like, yeah, I'm from Air Canada. I'm calling to see if you're lost or whatever. The guy just hangs the phone up, right? Then he calls back, like, 15 minutes later. He's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, I thought the interview was supposed to be next week. blah, 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 blah. And then, like, then he hangs up the phone again. Bro, this guy set the interview date, fam. Like, he, like, we didn't say, yo, come for this date. Like, we give him times.
Wow.
And then he was like, yo, you come for, like, you choose when you want to come.
Some people are, yeah.
I was like, bro, this something is sad, else. You know, like, but whatever.
Yeah.
You live, you learn. Hopefully, mm-hmm. he'll learn from that.
Yeah.
So, that was yesterday. And then the reason I was late for the podcast, it's rough, bro. Like, I was on the road, you know, I was...
Life's a hustle.
I was literally on the road. Like, I couldn't record it. I couldn't record on the bus.
Yeah.
But the bus ride was the most annoying bus ride ever. This was the worst bus ride ever, fam. Bro.
Why?
Do you know Toronto Mans? You know Toronto Mans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you know Toronto Mans.
Not like you, so
Toronto Mans have this accent, bro. And the accent is kind of like... If they're like a knockoff Jamaican, you know what I mean?
Okay.
A knockoff Jamaican that moved to the States, I know they think they're from the States, but then they're half Jamaican, you know what I mean? So, like, this bus had, like, 8 people. This is, like, a 40-seater bus with 8 people, right?
Yeah.
I'm in, like, the middle. And then I hear someone in the back on the phone, bro. This guy, I was like, all right, whatever. This guy is on the phone. He's like, yeah, dog, like, I'm here, G. Like, I'm coming on my way to London, dog. You know what I mean? And he's like, yo, he's like on the phone. And he's like, you can hear the different conversations this man's having. He puts the phone on and he's talking to this girl. He's like, yo, my girl, how you doing, fam? Like, it's long time I ain't see you, you know? Like, it's long
That's
time.
Funny.
Bro,
That's
the
funny.
Entire ride, I couldn't block him out. Bro.
Yeah.
Like, I had only one headphone. You know what I mean? Like,
So you had to listen.
I'm sitting there. I'm so cheap, bro. Like, I'm hearing this whole guy's conversation. Been to jail. Then he's like, the girl, like, dumped him. He's like, he checked in on her. And then, like, she was like, why are you checking in on me? And then he's like, yo, you're disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, why are you?
Yeah.
It was hectic, bro.
Wow.
It was one of my worst bus rides for sure.
Bro, I wish next time you're in a situation like that, please record in secret so we have something for sure.
Yo, I tried, bro, but like the bus is so damn loud, you know what I mean? Like the floor level,
anything.
You know what I mean? Like, I could hear because I'm like, I could hear.
Yeah.
But like when I try to record it, like the bus movement is acting loud, like everything is
loud. Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Well, if we move geographically from Canada and Toronto over to Sweden, Victor has had an extremely hectic time as well. Because I met with my friend Laurent. He's a Swiss filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend lives in Sweden. So we were talking about doing... I brought this up on the podcast earlier. Anyhow, it's happening now. And it's happening last week of February, which is soon. So we're, like, working to get sponsors on board and, like, all of that stuff, which is hectic. Get influencers down there and things like that. So that's kind of a whole beast within itself. And then obviously I have to study, make sure I keep up with that. And that's just a lot of pressure brain-wise.
How's that going?
On top of that...
How's the studying going?
It's going good. It's going good. Like, because I left, like, notes in the book from the first time I did it. Like, things I needed to practice on, things I didn't get, etc., etc. And some of the notes, I'm like, how could I not get this? But because I've done it once, obviously I have the concept better.
Yeah.
So it's like easier, you know? But yeah, so I'm just pressed to like study as much as humanly possible until the 24th when I have the test. And then on top of that, like, you know, I'm going to London tomorrow.
Nice.
And then like, you know, all the vlog stuff. And then on top of that, we had me and Truls, my new business partner, we had a meeting with this company, LifeComp.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I can hear myself.
How?
I don't know. I just hear echo. Is your earbud leaking? No, how could I possibly hear?
I don't know.
Now I know.
Oh.
Okay, we got guys, alert. Carl put on the alerts on blast. We have an official press statement from Marcus. Marcus says, frig Gabby, I'd kill her first.
There you have it, guys.
Okay, what's your comment on her sleeping with coffee? Anyhow, okay, so we had this huge meeting with that health analytics startup.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in there, and it was really productive with the CEO, etc. So after that, we wanted to be really professional and send the proposal over straight away, which is, so that deal is probably gonna, we're discussing it now, but I mean, it looks up positively. I've been talking to people like finance people who's dealt with a lot of startups and stuff, so the odds of succeeding with a startup is not huge. However, they have the possibility to pay us way more in stock than reimbursing us in cash. So we're just working out that deal. I don't want to talk too much about it.
No, I got you.
But that's super interesting and fun. And I had a meeting with another client as well, potential new client. So, I mean, yeah, it's just a lot of wheeling and dealing and just like making sure I'm prioritizing the right things. Obviously, the maths first to get that done. But
yeah.
Just gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta hustle. And on top of that, we had the Oscars. Your little brother's birthday is coming up.
True.
You know, the Tesla stock is soaring. You know, Andrew Yang dropped out of the presidential race. There's all these things happening right now. And we had the release, the Samsung event. You know, it's just...
The flip.
The past week was a bombshell, bro.
Where do you want to start?
Before we go into that, I just want to apologize to Matthew because I was on his Instagram and I realized I wasn't following him and I haven't been following him. And that's so embarrassing. Matthew is John's brother.
Yo, shout out to Matthew.
The middle brother. So I just DM'd him. I'm like, oh, sorry, bro. I thought I was following you ever since. Because they've been having a blast over at Carnival in Trinidad.
Yeah, they're having so much fun, bro. Like, is he's on the team for one of the Carnival bands too. So like he's one of their promoters. So he gets like a lot of deals and stuff. So anyone that's joining Trinidad, just hit him, my brother, you're blessed.
yeah, that's wicked.
He knows the peeps.
All right. Yeah, that's wicked. Let's just get into Chopped Up.
Where do you want to start? Let's get it.
Let's start with the Oscars.
Okay. Break it down
have
for
you
me.
Seen, I didn't... So you haven't seen Parasite?
I haven't seen Parasite. I knew that it cleaned up at the Oscars, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's very common that these award Academy winning movies aren't that good. Like, as an example, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Have you seen that one?
Once Upon a Time? Nah.
Okay, so that movie is interesting the last 15 minutes. Otherwise, they tend to be built towards critics and like check the boxes of movies, blah, blah, blah. This is supposed to make it dramatically good, whatever. Parasite, however, which is a Korean film with a budget of $11 million, compared to like $500 million on the Avengers...
Huh? I cannot hear nothing you're saying.
Oh, chase. Wait, let me get off the Wi-Fi. Maybe that works better. Johnny boy? Okay, we have some technical interference. Luckily, I'm still recording, so that hasn't happened yet.
Yo,
we are reconnecting on the phone. I'm not sure if John is talking in my mouth right now. I'm going to hang up, and then I'm going to call him back. Like that. And we'll just... cross our fingers, it works. Good. It's calling. Mr. McCollin, pick up. I wonder what he's saying. Okay, you're still recording.
I'm still recording, one sec. Yeah, I was trying to tell you, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I figured that. So I told the listeners we had a bit of a technical... Our technical difficulties are very common nowadays. We went like, like 65, 70 episodes without a single one.
It happens. Murphy's Law. Yeah.
Murphy's Law. So, the Oscars, Parasite, mm-hmm. John. So I was telling you and the listeners, it's a Korean movie, and South Korea, not North Korea. Yeah,
of course.
South Korea, guys. The budget was $11 million. You can compare that to like $500 million they spent on the Avengers. Mm. You know, it cleaned, as you said, it cleaned out the Oscars. The movie is something else. The movie is better than. The movie is better than I don't even know what to compare it to, honestly.
What type of movie is it? Like, genre?
So that's the thing. It's like, it's so like, you don't know what to expect, and it's so sudden, and it's like comedy, it's like thriller, it's like horror, it's like all these things. Oh, geez. And it's like, it gives you like, I was watching it with my mom and we were reacting physically to it, like standing up multiple times during the movie. Like, it's, and obviously can't spoil anything, but what you need to do, I'm not sure I would have the balls to watch it in a cinema, but you should take your girlfriend and watch it at the cinema.
Still in the cinema?
Probably. Now after the Oscars, probably every cinema is going to...
I mean, it's not in the cinema, no.
Yeah, but they'll probably take it in.
Did you pirate it?
I absolutely did not download it illegally. Well, that's not
not saying download it. Like, no one downloads movies now. But like,
I know. Like, I would never download a movie illegally. Who does that, John? Like, honestly, especially a Korean movie.
It's definitely not on Netflix.
Not on Netflix or Hulu or HBO or any of the other services. So obviously you wouldn't download it.
Of course. Why would you? Like,
yeah.
So absurd.
Yeah. So that was that. And Brad Pitt received his Oscar.
First Oscar ever.
First for acting. He has gotten one for like producing. However, the insane thing was, I dreamt the day we watched the movie, the night before, that was when I saw the Brad Pitt interviews of the Oscars, etc. Mm-hmm. I dreamt that my mom received the last Oscar of the night. It was, I don't remember if it was like the audio engineering she received it from, or if it was something in regards to financing a movie.
Yeah.
But I was so proud that day. I've never been as proud of my mom as I were the whole day. Like, I was hyped, bro. Hyped.
Shout out to your mom still.
And me and my mom, suddenly we're like, and the funny thing is, I'm going to tell the story quickly. She couldn't attend the Oscars to get the award. So the award got sent to my aunt here in Sweden, and my aunt forget to tell my mom she had received a package and it was her Oscar, which is typically my aunt.
That's wild.
And then all of a sudden, me and my mom were at Elon Musk's house for dinner. And I'm so proud of my mom for receiving the Oscar. So I'm like, you know, but Elon, he wasn't super impressed about it, you know, but it was still like, not as he wasn't impressed about it. He was more impressed about his organical garden he had,
of course,
like on the pathway coming up to the house where he was picking his vegetables.
That seems realistic.
So Elon goes, here, Victor, eat this. So I get like a candy, like the size of a lens cap, right? So I start eating it. And I'm like, it wouldn't surprise me if Elon is like giving me weed candy, like, you know, an edible. So I'm like, I'm like, so I remember my research, like, if you try, because I've never tried an edible, so, until this dream, so.
So you've never tried one.
So, no, until this dream, John. So, no, I remember, like, reading, like, edibles for newbies, like. Okay, guys, another message here. Wah, 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 incoming hot. We have a comment from Marcus in regards to what he's saying about Aino Sound Engineer rather sleeping with coffee. So he says, coffee looks like he has one of those Mandingo bananas.
Bruh.
So I understand.
Wow. Can you imagine?
And you don't?
Wow.
Wow. Okay, back to the story. So I remember you're supposed to take 1/4 if it's your first time, because edibles hit you in another way. But I'm like, I realized, like, Elon was probably pranking me. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat up the whole thing. And then Elon is like, oh, that's weed candy. It's really good. And I'm like, oh, for real? And obviously it's Elon Musk, so I want to play cool. So I was like, oh, can I see the package? And I see 10 milligrams of marijuana, which is strong. So I'm like, oh shit, this is not good. And then I don't remember much more of the dream.
Fair.
But yeah, so that was my first edible marijuana experience
in the dream.
That's
a wild dream, bro.
So everything kind of connecting back to the Oscars. But John,
so you recommend
Parasite?
I watch it.
Everyone listening to this episode, this podcast, go watch Parasite. Like, it is the movie of the decade. It's just, I don't know. You will not, if you think the movie is bad, then just hit me up in the DMs after you watch it. Tell me why you thought it was bad, and then I'll Venmo you money. Because it's not going to be bad.
I'll pray this weekend.
Nice. Sure. Good. Are you going to watch it with your GF?
Yeah.
It's a good Valentine's Day.
I need you to find me, like, you got to recommend the best platform that I should watch it on. You know what I mean? Like, whichever platform.
Yes.
You know?
Actually, I could.
Yeah, that's a great way to
transfer you. Quote unquote audio files.
Oh yeah, audio file.
So
for
you
sure.
Have it.
Send me that audio file, yeah. Bro. Send me that audio file.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, John. What? Let me know. About Samsung.
A painting is Samsung, someone who you think is now. So
new phones,
there's different paintings
new phones are
for
all
different
apparently
people.
5G phones are all from Samsung. But it's a flip phone. This is a flip phone, fam. Like last time I seen.
That's not the only thing.
What's
they announced?
What else?
The S20 and S20 Ultra.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the flip phone is more like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
A flip phone, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you've seen a flip phone? Like,
Last
time I saw a flip phone, I was in, no lie, I was in third form at St. Michael's School with a Motorola Razr. And it wasn't even mine, it was my mom's. Like,
yeah.
What do you think of the form factor? Like, do you think it's practical? Do you think, like, I don't know.
Okay,
I have to see it, like, in person. Like,
So, like, compared to the Razr?
Nah, not compared to the Razr. Like, just, like, the Razr is, like,
so,
OG, you know? That's, like, archaic, flip phone, back in the day.
Yeah.
But, like, compared to the other phones out today, like, obviously, like, there are no, like, folding phones like that, you know what I mean? But how do you think?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think of the form factor? Like,
Okay, so I've been hearing crease this, crease that. First of all, it's folding glass. How in the world do you make folding glass? Second of all,
is there a second one?
It's a flag.
Is there a second one? Remember?
Yeah, it's their second one. Yeah. The first other one was the Samsung Galaxy Fold. So that's more like a tablet, really.
Yeah.
This one is more like a phone.
But they didn't perfect the fold on that one.
No. So, like, this hinge is apparently extraordinary. However, obviously I haven't seen the phone. I've seen the phone, but I haven't seen it in real life. I haven't touched it, yada, yada, yada. I think it's wicked. And here's why. First of all, it's glass, which means you get the glass feeling when you're thumbing on it. Second of all, it folds, so it becomes twice as small when you fold it down. Third of all, imagine being on a phone call and then just boom, smacking it, you know? Smack,
you can actually, you know? Like, put the phone down in someone's ear, you know? Like, you can't do that shit, no, yeah. Bro. Like, you can, like,
I
slam
know,
it
I
out.
I know. It's wicked. And then, also, it has these three different, like, when you fold it up, it has these, like, stops or whatever, so you can put it down on the table and kind of have it like a laptop. If you understand what I mean, you know?
I get what you're saying.
So like, you know, it's the second. I'm bullish, as my co-host John would say. I think it's epic.
I'm gonna go. What do you I want to go and see it this weekend, in the Samsung store downtown. So, yeah. But like, I mean, I think it's cool. I just because my only concern is in terms of perfecting the fold. Last time we didn't perfect the fold. Like, I'm hoping they perfected it this time. Because obviously with all the issues with the screen protector that people thought were a screen protector, and then it wasn't a screen protector, and they tried to take it off, and then it messes the whole phone up. Like, I think it works for some people. You know what I mean, like, that type of phone definitely works for some people. Me personally, I'm not getting no Samsung phone ever. Like,
however, let's say you had to have a business phone,
I'll still get an iPhone.
And let's. No, but it can't be an iPhone.
Can't be an iPhone.
It can't be an iPhone. Wouldn't you be like, yo, let me pull up the Samsung Galaxy Z?
I wouldn't get that phone either, bro. I don't know, man. I wish BlackBerry was still alive. That's all I can say. Like, I'd get a BlackBerry.
Okay, so what I have to say is, if you look at the first generation Galaxy Fold compared to the Galaxy Z, I mean, to me, it's night and day. The Galaxy Z is so much more epic than the Fold.
Yeah, design is completely different, you know? I'll still wait for, like, the third iteration still for perfection.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to go buy a PS5.
Apple has drafted a patent regarding folding devices. I don't know if you saw that, but...
Nah, it's yet.
But that's more, like, tablet size. And they had some special thing with the hinge, because Apple wouldn't, you know, hinge isn't...
Oh, you know Apple is coming, like, they're coming different, bro. They're coming with, like, completely different, like, research and development, you know? Like, they're just coming...
Yeah.
They've probably been researching this for the last, like, 15 years, you know what I mean? Like, now they're like, okay, Samsung, like, they're out the gate. Now we're gonna come, you know what I mean? Like, Apple, I don't think Apple has ever been... You could correct me if I'm wrong, except for the AirPods. I don't think they were first movers in the AirPods, but like in terms of being first movers in new technology, like, I don't think Apple has never, like.
They have with multi-touch and the iPhone.
Yeah. Like technology, but like devices and products, I don't think.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but they created essentially the smartphone industry.
Nah, I feel you.
But
I just mean in terms of like their business, like how they approach it. Like, they always wait for, all right, let's wait for Samsung to mess up, and then like, all right, let's show them what it's done.
Can make it better. Put the Apple tax on it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and come and get your iPhone Fold for $5,999.
You already know, fam. Plus $200 just because. Just because we're Apple.
For the box, if you want it to come in a box.
Doesn't come with AirPods. You have to pay.
Yeah.
Yo, you know, that's an interesting thing, right? Like, if AirPods was a business, it'd be a Fortune 500 company.
I know. That's actually, like, crazy. $1 billion business.
That's crazy.
I know. It's insane. John, I want to move on to Russ. His new album.
You listen to Russ? Oh, yeah, you listen to Russ. Yeah, true.
Yo, I F with Russ heavily.
Russ is a vibe.
Russ is my new Russ is my new guy that I listen to.
Yo, should we have like a music segment where we talk about new music? Or is that like Breeze Pick of the Week? I don't think that's
No, it's not Breeze Pick of the Week, but I feel like when there's noteworthy music to talk about, we should talk about it.
I feel like
and have the music segment.
Easy. There's always music coming out every Friday.
yeah. But what I mean is like music with impact or something that we're related to. Does that make sense?
Nah, I feel you. Yo. So, okay, I have something to tell you. But like after. Yeah. I will talk about after this. Talk about Russ. Okay. I just remembered. Yeah.
No, so why I like Russ is because I was watching interviews and also listening to the album, and he's like on the same grind as we're like you're doing a song a week, and like he's been doing a song a week for forever, and like, and I just think that kind of grind and mentality is epic. It's just truly epic, and it just shows you like his album is the number one grossing album in the US right now, and it's just like the man is the man. He's
for
Russ,
the week.
You know?
Yeah. Let's be careful with these stats.
I say number one grossing album for the
week? No, you just said number one. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, for the week.
But I mess with it. I like Russ a lot. I like...
Yeah.
A lot of, like, in the music industry, he's not, like... He's frowned upon in the music industry for some reason. Like, people love to hate Russ, you know what I mean? Like, there's...
Yeah, and I don't understand, but... I was listening to this interview and he was in a bad mental state, so he took some time off social media, and I think that was pre my time listening to Russ, but it seems like he was going hard on people to get attention kind of thing, and he seems to have an ego, so I don't know if that's it or like.
I mean, I don't know, but like, Russ has always been like a worker, you know what I mean? Like he produces, mixes, writes his own songs all from his basement, you know what I mean? And now they're platinum records. You can't deny the man. Yeah. You know, like people listen. Yeah. He has a core fan base. It's crazy, bro. You know what I mean? Like I love Russ. I just downloaded the album on Spotify. So like on my bus ride back today, that's what I plan to listen to, like that entire album. But don't spoil it for me. Like, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Bless. Because I know Scott Storch produced some of the records on it, and he's, like, a sick producer.
And the worst thing of it all is he released it on his Insta story. He's like, yeah, so I took Man Down, and I...
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, whoa, I need to hear this now. I need to listen to this now. Where is it? And I'm like, Russ, publish this now. I want it.
That one's well. I don't think that's ever gonna come out though. Like, he was just playing around still. Like, that's a getting out publishing pass from Rihanna is hectic.
yeah, definitely.
But
just thinking as far as chopped up news, let's not put any efforts into politics, all right? Let's just quietly back up. You know, like we didn't even see what happened.
Keep moving.
You know, down the hallway, quietly shut the door, and then just quietly walk away.
Just keep walking.
And then as soon as we're around the corner, just run for
Johnny Walker. Then start running.
Yeah. So, I think do you have anything more to bring up on Chopped Up?
Chopped Up? I mean, I don't think it's Chopped. Nah, it's not Chopped Up worthy. It's not Chopped Up related. I don't think so. But I need to tell you this quick thing.
What?
I need to tell you this. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's news. Like, it's news to me. But okay. Still. So, remember when I first moved to Canada, I was telling you about, like, people, like, the comparison between Barbados and Canada in terms of relating to like a certain part, so people be like, "Yeah, I'm from like Portugal or whatever," and then like from Barbados, be like, "Yeah, from Barbados." You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I was doing some research yesterday while I was at work. If you're listening to this, my boss. Yes, I was doing some research at work, but I was doing some research on like the Barbadian dialect, right? Bajan dialect.
Yeah.
what I found is that 90% of what we speak in Barbados, the dialect, is from Nigeria. And not only Nigeria, but like a specific tribe in Nigeria. And that tribe is called it's called the Igbo tribe, right?
Okay.
So I was like, yo, this shit sounds familiar, bro. Like this tribe, because I've heard Igbo. I've heard someone talk about this, you know what I mean? So I hit Ikenna, I was like, yo, bro, you know what, these mans? He was like, fam, these are my mans, these are my people, this is my tribe, you know what I mean? I was like, bro, that's wealth, you know what I mean? So then I realized,
that's crazy.
Like, I realized, like, me and Ikenna, we have conversations, and people don't understand what we're saying. Like, no one understands what we're saying, except for the two of us. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm talking.
Because sometimes when we're from Africa, we speak like this.
And it does, like, it's not like that, it's like, the words we use, you know what I mean? Because he speaks like that regardless. Yeah, yeah. But, like, you can understand what he's saying. But, like, when we're talking, like, conversationally, like, you'll hear, like, it's like I'm talking to my little brother, bro. Or, it's like, I'm talking to, like, Seth XL Bavel, you know what I mean? Like, we're talking with Bajan. Bajan dialect to the highest degree, bro. And it's like, that's crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's where that ish came. It originated from there, you know? And they still use it, which is wild. I don't think most young Barbadians know that that's a fact.
Info alert, people. Info alert.
True. So Bajan dialect is...
I had no idea. We need to get Ikenna back to the... Not homeland. It wouldn't be homeland, but the... I don't know. The adoptive land of the dialect of the homeland.
Yo, what's up? We need to get the man. I messaged Ikenna, bro. I'm like, yo, let me tell you what he says. He's like, yo, you know these, I was like, yo, you know these man them? He was like, bro, that's my tribe, fam. You took my language, right? And then I was like, bro, can you imagine? And I was like, nah, we didn't take it. Like, y'all people came and, like, populate the whole island, right? And then he was like, he was like, bro, we had to come for the rum and the biddies.
Oh, Jesus. Shout out to you, speaking about paying things. We have Valentine's Day coming up.
It's coming up, bro. It's coming up.
What have you planned?
I can't tell you, bro. Like, if I tell you, like, it's on the podcast and it's out there, you know, like, then...
Okay, let's compare next week. Yeah, let's compare next week.
We'll come through. But I know you're going somewhere, so, like, you're blessed. Still. Anyway, next week.
I have paintings all over the world. I got a lot of... A lot of women coming after me fiercely after the I Know episode. Honestly, like, my DMs have been blowing up.
That's wild.
However, what I did want to say was that I think Carl made a fantastic job
with
our next segment, Relationship Advice from John.
What's a painting?
A painting is someone who you think looks nice. So there's different paintings for different people.
Carl's killing it.
John?
Yo.
What's this week's advice?
This week's advice. So last week's advice was...
Leading up to Valentine's Day. Last week was listen.
Truly listen. You know what I mean? This week, like, I want the man to understand.
Go down on your wife for an hour a day.
I want the man him to understand, bro. Like, this thing. So, I don't know if you ever heard a John Mayer song. You listen to John Mayer?
Yeah, sometimes.
Love John Mayer. So John Mayer has a song called Love is a Verb. You know what I mean? So love is a verb is not a thing. You know what I mean? So it's something like you have to actively do. Like you can't just be like, yeah, I love, like, you know what I mean? Like it's actually...
Yeah.
I read this book called The Five Love Languages, right?
Yeah.
We probably touched this on the podcast before, probably. But, like, I advise you to read that book. That's my advice. You read this book and you understand what the five love languages are. So, the five love languages, just like physical touch, acts of service, quality time, gift giving. And, like, everyone has different love languages. So, like, you find out what your partner's love language is. Because, like, your love language, Victor, could be, like, gift giving. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then, like, your girl's love language would be, like, quality time. But you're working. Yeah. You're a hard worker. So that you assume that like the easiest thing to do as a human is to assume that your partner is a mirror of you. You know what I mean? So you'll just assume that like her love language is gift giving. You feel me? And then you give her gifts. You're showering her with gifts, bro. Like, you're giving her beer gifts. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, yo, my mom don't love me, mom. Oh, my God. Like, what's happening? Like, oh, my God. Shout out to Shiv for that for that voiceover, because that's how Shiv says girls talk. But then, like, if you understand her love languages, then you'll give her, like, her love language. And then she'll feel love. And then she'll understand your love language. And
so, John, can you answer this question for me? How do you make sure to not only please your woman intellectually, but how do you make sure to also please her sexually, and make sure how do you keep that fire burning, that glowing?
Yeah, I'm from the islands, bro. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? How, like, bro? What's the? I'm from the islands. It's like, yo. That's one thing we could do.
But what would you say to someone in a 3-year, 5-year relationship?
Yeah, it's a communication thing still, bro. It all boils down to that. That's all it boils down to. Like, every single relationship, that's what it boils down to, fam. Like, it could be 5 years, it could be 20 years, it could be 30 years, bro. Like, there are people here married for 60 years, you know?
So what you're saying is find out the love language, pull the right lever, and that will lead to fantastic sex for the rest of your life. And
I mean, if that's how you want to smart notes it, like, if that's how you summarize
love is what's it a love verb is or a is verb. It not it's a verb, verb. It's a, it's a it verb. Is a verb, so you have to work on it constantly.
It's not a noun.
There you have it. I love Professor John. Boom.
Ain't no one is professor. No, MD.
You are, bro.
No.
I don't know anyone else who moves to a new country, boom, get a solid girlfriend who's actually a good person, a cool person, like the coolest person. And bro, that doesn't happen. Anyhow, guys, I think this week we'll end the show with the Breeze Pick of the Week and just let our boy Jenny Cooper take it away out into the weekend of love that we have ahead of us with the song Company. John, what do you think of the song before we let Puffy take it away?
It's a good song, bro. It's an Afrobeat. Shout out to Ghana. I think that's where the producer's from.
He should have said, shout out to, what was the name of the country of the tribe?
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
But I can't shout out to Nigeria because it's from Ghana, you know, like. Still, but always shout out to Nigeria, fam. Like, always love to Nigeria still.
Yeah, 100%. So, guys, girls, thank you for listening in this week.
Yeah, we appreciate you every week. You're tuning in, fam. Like, you're blessed. We bless you. You bless us. Like, we love you guys still, you know? Puffy.
We do love you. Right. So, Puffy. Okay, wait up before he runs it.
Yo, fuck.
We have one last message here. Emergency. La la la. So we have another statement from Mr. Marcus. So, as he said, coffee has one of those Mandingo bananas. So I understand. I said, and you don't? He said, no. But as Bajan say, small pins, thus Jacquard. Puffy, take it away and make sure to love a lot this weekend, guys.
Peace out.
Hey, yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Style World Champion, and this is the Breeze Pick of the Week. Check it out, y'all.